Who played in Florida?
I mean, this is just a little.
Anything if you were yelling in Twitter.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Indigenous Voices of People. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Indigenous Voices of People. It's Saturday, 4 o'clock Pacific Time, 5 o'clock Mountain Time. This is your show. We're still waiting for callers to come in. We have one caller in. Area code 215. Last digits 4124. How are you?
We're doing good, Ganupo.
No, I'm not Ganupa. I'm Tariq. Ganupa didn't come on the show yet.
Okay. How you doing, Tariq? Hey, my name
is
Cheryl.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
Philly.
Thank you for being on the show. So what's new with you?
Just hanging out, trying to hear some more things about the racism going on so I can get a better handle on what's going on down here in my community. We have a community of, like, blacks and Indians down here, which is called the Black Violent Tribe. And they were displaced by people from the universities, University of Penn, Drexel, the Science Center, the city, and everybody else, in which they came in with bulldozers and bulldozed them out the same day. Primarily what they've been doing to people of our ancestry for a while like this, just uprooting them. Taking them, making them move anywhere and everywhere. So right now, we're following a guy, Dr. Palmer, which is our elder from there, the Black Bottom. And what we're doing there is following this racism petition. We're going to get that out, and then we have a reparations a document that's being made for these people who have wronged us for so many years, and even before. It even became the Black Bottom. You know, my grandmother was born there. So my grandma, I'm thinking that she's a Lenape because, you know, her family was born there. Her family's called the Welcomes. And then, you know, my grandfather on my father's side, his family is the Bolins, and they all up in the hills of the West Virginia area. So. You know, I'm just here just trying to hear some more news, and, you know, I was taken aback by some of the stuff Canopo was telling me, you know what I mean, how vicious they are to you guys on the reservations where nobody can really see it but them, you know, and it's just really bad, you know. Really
and
bad.
That's happening
so,
in Philly?
I haven't seen any Indians on the reservation here. Philly, but what's happening to us in our community, yeah. It's nothing but bloodshed. There's nothing but bloodshed. They're not doing anything. They absolutely got almost a 3-mile stretch where people just can get high. That's just what it is. It's shithole.
Oh.
You know? So,
yeah.
So what they want to do and what they're trying to do is raise their stakes. Because, you know, they get paid whether it's good or whether it's bad. You know what I mean? So you know, no matter what they're doing for a certain community by putting drugs in them and everything else that they do. You know what I mean? The point of reference is that they are getting paid off for all of that. You know what I mean? They're getting paid off for everything, but we can't own anything, and that doesn't make sense. So that's why we're fighting these people now. You know what I mean? And like, you know, you have your liberals, your liberal whites, and the other liberals, and you know, to me, you know, they should just be straight up. You know what I mean? I'm gonna help you, but I'm not gonna help you get this far. You know, and things of that nature, but I don't really want their help. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What I really want them to do is just get out my way. Stop impeding me from growing. You know what I mean? Because I feel as though, and this is my personal opinion, not nobody else's, I feel like the Father gives us this space to grow with. You know what I mean? To do something positive with our lives and to make some meaning out of our lives, and then turn that meaning over to someone else. So now that they can grow and have meaning for their life. You know what I mean? So that's my picture of everything. You know what I mean? And it has to have meaning to me. So like,
thank you, brother.
These people come out. Okay.
All right. 918-0762. Welcome to the show. 605-2621. Hey, how are you doing, brother Canupa?
You know, I'm going to say this one last time. All of you, when you come on this radio show, if you guys know how to pray, one of you are going to have to step up and do it when I can't get on the show right away, because I'm doing things here on the reservation, helping my people. There's a lot of you, man. You all are spiritual people. All of you are. I don't give a fuck if you're a woman or a guy. So you can take the opportunity to introduce the show, people. It's called the Indigenous Voices of People Show, and open up with a prayer. You can do this if you're indigenous. If you're indigenous, one more time, if you're indigenous, you can open up with a prayer, man. This is what happens in America. Everybody is fucking spiritually lazy. And that's a sad thing. But you all want to complain because of people putting stuff out there on the internet and then on the web pages and all this shit with 666 and all this crap. I don't care about that stuff, man. If Tyreek did that shit, you guys need to point the finger at him. Don't call Chinupa on them things. Put it on that guy. That way he can explain why that 666 is out there. This is the problem. And then when I get onto these shows of ours, I'm trying to be calm and at peace, okay, because I'm dealing with a lot of stuff. But my people, I ask you guys to help me. Help me. Again, one more time, help me. I can't do this by myself. You guys can't even blame the fucking white man. You can't blame that son of a bitch because you're in bed with him. You're married to him. I don't give a shit if it's the IRA government. I don't care what it is. That's what we kind of... We're trying to tell all of you, look, America is on a verge of dying. White people are on the verge of dying. They don't want to hear this, but it's the truth. White man said that. The white man said that his race is finally dying. So the corrupted behavior that they have, they're still trying to keep it alive through racism, through hatred, through murder, through everything. But there comes a point in time that you're going to have to recognize people. You're a spiritual people, too. I get on these shows late because I'm doing things. I'm cutting wood. I'm bringing food back to my people. You guys all fucking doubt Chinupa. You all doubt me. Well, go ahead and doubt me. I'm living it every day. I don't have the commonwealth of mammon. If you don't know what mammon means, it means money. I don't have it, but I continue to serve my people because I got supporters out there that want to give and help my people, and it's mainly the elders, because all these internet fuckers, whether it's James Swan and this urban society people, whether it's the American Indian movement, whether it's the missing, murdered indigenous, whoever the fucking people is that are out there, whether it's Indian Collective, NDN Collective, whether it's all of them. Them fuckers are lying. They're all fucking putting hickeys on the white man's ass cheeks to get money. When that fucker is making you continuously divide your own people, even the fucking newspapers. The Indian, the Lakota, the Lakota Nation's Journal and Indian Country Today. Those papers are fucking biased. They don't want to print anything because many years ago I was told this from James Swan that him and Ernestine, whatever her last name is, Charging Hawk, Chasing Hawk, they had an affair. So she is in that paper, but she lets that fucking white boy, James Swan, come on her and print his stuff. It's all bias, people. We try to look for outlets to help the real indigenous people bring about what's happening. Every fucking reservation in our country is all under the influence of marijuana and some kind of street fucking drug. This is what the youth want. You fucking youth are the failure today. Our elders been saying this. You youth, if you're listening, you fuckers are the failure. You're all drug infested. You're killing each other. And the white man sits back and laughs at you, goddammit. When are we going to have shows that put the blame on the fucking white man? I'm the only guy trying to give you this. I don't care about technology. I never had it and I never wanted it. And if it's to communicate with you guys through the phone, that's the only thing I can do. Trying to help you get your voice out because of people like Tyreek and Leona and everyone else. Jibril and Amin and all them guys, they all dropped the course. They can't handle it. They probably were threatened by the feds and the feds silenced them. That's what Tyreek said. That's why they took his shit off. That's what he told me. The feds threatened him. Well, threaten them back. If you're in a country that breaks the law every day, Senate breaks the law every day. The presidents break the law every day. The presidents from every walks of life break the law every day. There is no law when governments break it. It's a quest and a fight for survival. That's what you humans don't get into. I'm getting sick and tired of using this language because this language is barbaric and brutal. All it does is make you mad. Cuss, swear, all of this stuff, okay? There's nothing honorable about it. Because when you humble yourself to the white man, you bow your head. Fuck that. And that's what you indigenous people are doing. You're on the internet, man. You can even only put certain things out there on the internet. They're watching you. I hear this from you. You people say it to me. You say it, that they're watching to you. Who cares? You have feelings, you have pain, you cry, you have suffering. All of these words that come from the white man, you people deal with it. But you deal with it on a term of being soft. Soft. S-O-F-T, soft, with a capital T, soft. That's what you guys are doing. So here I'm wanting you people to talk about all these things that are going on in Indian country. Restrictions from federal and state incarceration people, okay? Incarcerated people that are getting out on parole and probation, they're being ridiculed. They're being sanctioned. And this fucking country is supposed to be a country of freedom and independence. That's what this foundation was created, the bicentennial year, 1776, July 4th. Freedom of independence. There never was a such thing as freedom of independence when corporations took it over. And you people are still stuck with that mold in your head. That mold is your head. It's empty. You have a brain, but it don't work. And the sad thing about it is people that are poor, living in dormancy, are the ones paying for it so you can have a happy face. And then there's other people out there willing to help you get your voice out. But yet you don't want to get on the fucking shows and talk about this shit. You don't want to blame somebody for their mistakes. You call Chinupa and tell him this and that. I don't want to hear that. Take it up with the guy. Every time we get these shows going over and over, I don't want to listen to about tribal government. They're a failure in Indian country. They're still keeping people divided. I asked my little brother, Bryce Inderwoods, to get other council people to come on this fucking show. He couldn't do it. Where were they yesterday? So I'm past that now. This is Saturday, a new breed of a show. So I invited brothers, like my little brother Gerald I just met, to come on today's show. But every show has to open with a prayer. We have to do that. I'm gonna pray here, you guys, whether you like it or not, whether you agree with it or not, I don't give a damn. But I'm going to start off with a prayer as this show continues on. And thank you for all posting in that are coming on tonight's show, my opening prayer. Konkashila wakantaka kichi manetu. Ampetukile cholwaste woke mak you can wopila tanki echiche. Onchima ka ankata naji na woche ke wakache ki ne chetke hochiche. Lila tchawachi mitchaki masiche machenzeke. Na wache ampetu akoto ha. Misunkala makashi na kiuke na techia wamblake. Ash, hampi ha. Which achpe o etigle moji pachpapi choho etaha misunkala na hakolawaki na misunka mitchoki mitchasunka wana machpe atcha o etigle na which achpe o ete kinajipi wo kie kihe umaste ho yunka wo cheke wakageki khati atopa lila ota kakishapi lila ota mila haska takshi chakakok apachpapi heuncha Ota ake makasi na kiunkapi, ioti eki abna cheapi. Ho yunkan lele chtetuki, ho atrenkile, wo cheke troke hiuci chapi. Ampetu osni, letzius et thalon kina zibhanta, taku waste unkagab onkoki hi. Wo cheke kile etela onkiuhapi. Kawachin kile prekile, volak hote hechus de nazi. Na unci makaki anagapte akpapik, unci prai wanki tuna, Unkai to lila ota yokshicham na chapi, na hoch wichoni ekig na kapi. Na etaha machpiatak ya kiglek yakte, esh, nie chetke toke gninkte. Na woke kilena chichupiki, tatia topa matuenish ni ashle, chanupa gloha money wocheki hilchichapi. Tatanko oyate, echako oyate, wambli oyate na sintesa, kolachiapi, takuchapi. He un wocheki le hilchichapi, ampetu kile. Homa tranquille, oasti unkupi. Wopila tranquille, chichap, ho metaki bi. No matter if I have anger and I'm upset completely with the majority of my people, man, I get sick and tired of this stuff because rather than complaining about the shit that's going on every day on the said reservations and outside the reservations, do something, people. Do something. And again, do something to make it better. Change it. Don't talk about it, man. We carry on a voice of men, the white man's education long and wide, but yet we have no fucking resolve. I know what the resolve is. It's called freedom, to be free and left alone. That's the resolve. But you guys keep wanting the attire of a white man. Well, if that's what you want, shut the fuck up and go live with that guy and see how he's going to treat you. He don't want you around them. He don't even want you near him. But yet you want to go over there. And if you're married to that fucker, whether you're employed from the IRA government to the tribal government departments or whatever, you people are the ones that are creating this havoc in this country of mine. I hate that crass term, America. It's no such thing. It's called Turtle Island. I reflect on that every fucking day because I see masses of you white people and many others killing animals on the road, and you think that's good when you run over a human life because they're humans too. And you laugh about it. I get sick and tired of this shit, man. Especially what I said the other day. You all claim and glory about doing things for veterans and all this, okay? There's veterans that are struggling, trying to get homes built, ramps and all this shit. Why in the fuck can't you vet step up and stick your neck out and help your fellow vet? And I'm talking about Sylvester Waloki on the Cheyenne River Indian Reservation. I had to call these people and get them all out. Nobody wants to give a damn about this old man. But yet he served this country for you. He served you, you, to give you a place in this place called life here in America. He did that for you. And yet he's an old man, can't get a wheelchair ramp for his home built. And you all sit back and play with fucking paper, man. Do something, people. Consuls, do something. I'm talking to you, Harold Fraser, if you're listening. Quit trying to run for election. You're no different than that kid down here in Pine Ridge called Kevin Keller. These are white kids. They got education of the white man that is debauching their own people's mind to keep supporting them by feeding you drugs. That's all they're doing. They're lying to you. They're stripping these land and giving it up to white people. Can't you see it? And you Indian people, wake the fuck up. Come on. Get up. Open your hearts and see, man, with the third eye what this country is doing to you. They're going to push us into poverty. They're pushing people out of homes, man. Where are you guys, man? Come on, tribal councils. Say something. You think it's comfortable for you fuckers to sit like that and live inside of the dormancy that we're pushed into? I don't think so. I'm the voice to help my poor people look at you for the shit you're lying about. There's nothing good in the judgment you do with paper. If you did do something good with it, you wouldn't have to use paper. It's called the word of honor, which is your mouth. Get sick and tired of this stuff over and over. It's harmful. Harmful. And yet you people are just quiet about it. So I'm going to share this with you. It's 5:22 Mountain Time here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. So here's what I'm going to say. Mitaki epi machonzeke. Wocheke wakake wachoke. Wakakaka ewake na unchimaka. Natatia topo wamakaske hena we chop. Ho yung kan le taku e preki le. Lechus e wambalake. Nan lila ota we chokanki o chlate hechus de oispa hena mila haska tropi. As inihasi nus o loos papi. Cha we chokanki le lutrochak de hunter. Doni oyante glena eaktunza oyakibs ne as hechanopi. Na lila ota lechus e tima yakao ki le. Takwela kha wosu takile na wichak upsni na oyartek lechus e wichak upsni e. Takwe. Wa wak hokpa ki le na hakti olus papi. Hena wa stesni ote achi iwag lakam. Mak hoche ki le lila wa shichuk le na yushichap. Ho, wa na lakota ki ihna isya e chumpi. We upheapi. Na tak shicha hena o ki thops ni hena wicha chokcha wana mila haska glena tima hiupi. Na niecha hena yakaka pi. Niecha hena yakaka pi. E hani waka ki lena onko kya ka. Taku thokcha uk se na oyate glena wainchan ka po mita ke pi. He chano sniki waka ki lena echa. Wichoni eki gna kabhanta shicha walaka okte he insha ukte. Now we chose Chakeki Lena Echa, Taku Lena Oispok Tekile, Hena on Kitchinsne, Hena on Kitchofne, as Echinka, Yok, then the Oispok, which are happy, hey. Ho yun kan Pejuta Shija. Pejina, Taku Kak Lena Chimpi, we chose Chakeki Lena, Wasloik Lena, you have seen, and we are now with Chasa, no Oxila, now with Chinchala, no Wakanza, Hena Akia Yanke. We try chaki ki le tchokata ka waska wazi wanka pikte hanta. Tua le anaki skankte ki le hena tue pikta he. Hena wa situ na ieska hechopi. Na oa pik le non kitchopsni ki hena oispapi. Ho he insyan yanke. We try chaki le non kitchopsni. As iniansi ihakab he kusha ilalapi. Hena wa stesni mitaki as hena niepi. Hena echela wa stela kapi. So oyate lena we chat chona ha let's just o khansula tima hyuk de na wogla kaki toni hena yachuks ni he un cha inila om na wakok pak ler kaket ka ilala ni chanze ka bhanta wan ko Yes, can I mean a husk at Hawap, Hekilena and a husky, Wosu Takile Oispapina, Itrusia Kekile Echa, Nasakpokina, Heta Nasakpokile, He Anikwaka, Hohena Takpoki Henyake. What country got only lay with Hokanke on Kitropele Natakpoki, Heno Kitropsi? Hena Mila Huska Tropi, Hohena Exus Eluspapi, Oapi Kilena Lutrokjan, Hexus Yapaslong Takap, Ashikoni Chanapi. Don. O that elections iwag like ho, was loyki lena it salok de hunter. Toski oyate henna we chat choktahe. What kinds of henna lila ota tagni yuta bokish ni chat cheglatona istimapi? Ho hen niecha yakaka, peniecha hecha, heu chamila huska trawap ki kusha ilalap. Tatrankon ki tropi e honey makosian kate lila ota yankapi. Ho henna toki abe. Nee, hechus e iwag lakab. Khatanka lena lechus e untuakti. Shit, doane hechanubs ne. Oa khanka wag lakabi. Cha hechus e wak hokpeki le luhab hanta na wasloi ki he aikwak inkte hanta. Takwe lakha wasitio lena takpe chasne. Takwe. Ni lakhota. Buchoye leke le na hakti olus papi. Takwe hechus e chanubs ne. What cock pecky lay heads with the Olus Pap? He on Shatagani was staying up here, nay Charlie O'Kisnicks. Nay Nias ni watch checking it. Not Chanupaki on Kishop, you ha Olus Pap in a Ipah Ilala now, you ha la Scata. What cocky lay hay on kicks? That's Tony Lexus or acting in every chat, hoops me. Tony! And I'm Michelle on Blocky. Michelle Machelze kicks! As you near Sniwag, like, or at the Glina, Usika Umpi. Take your own cow, Umpi, was it, Glena? Natoki Lalabe! Takwe Lena Wasu, Taki Lena lets you see loose books there. Takwe! Wakwak Pekile hates Yachimpi. Nabulu talks it. For some of you that don't understand the Lakota language, I'm going to say this. It's up to you to figure it out. Because I am done sharing that part with you because in the name of the Lakota language, you're all fucking lying. I don't give a shit. You're spiritual people. You use my pipe to play with it. You're using it to call people in to teach them it. You're doing it all, and you know who in the fuck you are, man. I get sick and tired of that. Don't play fucking Indian with me. You're not an Indian. I'm crossbred. I'm a half-breed. I'm Mashika, Cheyenne, and Lakota. Those three are in my blood, so I include myself as being a Ieska, because I'm mixed with three indigenous bloods. So that makes me a full blood. I'm still an Indian, in the words of a white man. That's what he called us, which I'm really not an Indian. But I use that term because that's the only term you know, human race. When you get angry and you understand the loss of loved ones, I lost my dog, my big dog. So he's probably watching me from the spirit world. And I lost my baby brother, Calvin. He's probably watching me from the spirit world. And I lost my little brother, Tim Sullivan. These are three people that I love dearly. They left me. I took care of them. I did what a big brother's supposed to do. I did a father's work for a dog because he was my son. I have no shame in my game. Because the life I'm playing is called life. I don't play with it. The life can stop with a twinkle of an eye, people. But yet you don't give a damn. You want to drug yourself to death. You want to sit back and let everybody else scream it. You want to take your discharge of what you undertook from someplace and you put it off on something else, but you won't blame that fucking white man that's right in front of you. This is where it came from. It came from that guy. And he's still doing it to keep you divided. He's keeping you divided. I can't be a grandpa. What I want to be. Can't be a nephew. I can't be none of that shit because I'm still doing the work for the fucking youth and the young generations that are afraid to stand up to him. You all joined the white man's military. He taught you how to use a gun. He taught you how to shoot poor people. He taught you how to invade poor people's land. He taught you that. But yet this fucker's men creating racial discrepancies amongst people of color, but yet you can't go after him. And so when he calls you and threatens you to deport you and all this shit, you get quiet and you shut up. Hey, I speak my game. That fucker wants me dead. Well, do it, white man. Kill me. I'm ready to die, you son of a bitch. I'm fucking tired of this shit you're doing. I had enough of what you guys are doing. Everybody else gets to get, man, all the commonwealth that they deserve from a white man because you suck his fucking ass cheeks and put a hickey there. That's the reality, man. And he's going to do that to those other countries if you let him. Stop him. Voice your concern. Put your issue upon that white man. Because that's the real devil. He's a devil. As they say in the French language, Diablo Crotes is that fucker. He's a freak from hell. The devil from hell. That's him. You want to talk about this English language, you better know what it means to put the blame on them because this is a brutal language. It's no good. There's no honesty with it. And so I close. I'm giving you all a chance to understand. Don't blame me. I voted for the Great Mystery. Don't blame me. I voted for Grandmother Earth. Don't blame me. I voted for the four directions of my four-legged brothers and winged creatures. Don't blame me because I voted for you poor people. That's the way Chanupa Gruham money lives. And if you can't understand that, I don't know what to tell you anymore. I'm sick and tired of this, man, when you guys just continue to blow yourselves off. Look. Look at the new money that's in existence. Did you know the quarters are looking at each other finally? They are. I had to show that to a young lady. Take a look at what they're doing. This is what white people love to do, man. That's why I told you guys to study these movies. Watch them. They got space technology. They can use a homing device to see what you're doing in your house. Hell, if you're having sex with your wife, you're eating her pussy, she's sucking your dick, they're watching you, man. They're called voyeurs, man. And you people just sit back and allow it to happen, man. That's what technology does, and you all want it. So I close with this. If you're really serious to talk about what we face in Indian country, do it because it's your show called The Indigenous Voices of People. Back to you all.
605-1440. Welcome to the show. We have four callers. Who else wants to engage?
This is Rachel. I hope some of these tribal council people are listening because a lot of us out here know what money you're getting. And you're letting grandma's electricity get cut off, meters get pulled. Hear these stories, what Chinook just said about a veteran. Y'all cannot help them out. You're always, we always, always hear we don't have the funding. This is what I want to ask every tribal council member. Show us the goddamn proof you broke. Let's see your bank accounts. Let's see your receipts of all deposits of money that goes in that tribal council bank account. Because when you can't give a man a ramp, you can't give elderly's energy assistance so they don't freeze. You can't get them food. You can't get them wood. You can't get them propane. But we out here know how much money you tribal council people are getting in your bank accounts. And we know what's going into the main tribal accounts. Now, I think it's goddamn disgusting. We sit here and hear these stories going on. And like Chinook said, so every time you don't help a member, does that white guy from D.C. pat your head and say, good boy. That's how you screw over your people. You're doing a good job. Here's a little gold star. And you people sit back and feel good about that? And there's people out here whose crown's money to help the sin, to help the things get done for these people. But here, you tribal council people sit around your tables and you talk about your shit, you shuffle your papers, and you always find an excuse why you can't do the simplest, most inexpensive things, provide people food, heat, medical care. You always got excuses. But like Chinook says, you always see villains driving around in nice vehicles. That white man has taught you to berate your own people. To make your you have disgust for your own people. Make you feel that you're better than your own people. You all know how much money you're getting in your tribal accounts. You know. But yet you want to sit here and lie and treat your people. Then here comes a guy. Here comes a guy off of YouTube, goes up to Pine Ridge Reservation, the Santella guy. Oh, yeah, he sees him on side, you know, the reservation. And he probably don't know the pure facts of what's really going on and give a speech, oh, we take care of our people. No, you don't. No, you don't. That we know how much money you all getting. And you're getting money because of your IRA fucking deals you made with that goddamn white government. Well, guess what? One day, that white man is going to cash in on your asses, tribal council. He's going to tell you you have a debt with him. He's convinced you to get all these lands back into tribal trust. And he's going to send you a bill one day when he's done tearing everything out of the ground. And he's going to show you the tribes are upside down. Then he says, you're going to owe me money. Well, we don't have it. Well, we'll take your land in Loon, and guess what? The reservations are gone, and the people are dead. They're going to be dead because of you tribal council people. That's what IRA's doing to reservation people right now. I don't even live on a reservation, but I see it happening. I see it coming. So explain to your people you're killing them every goddamn day. You are. You're fucking killing them. And you say you got no money. Well, where are you going to be when that white man comes in and says, you're upside, you owe him a balance? Well, we don't have it. Well, you got your tribal lands and all your lands you got back for all these allottees and this fractionalized land. We'll take it in lieu of the upside-down balance you owe us. And here's what pisses me off. They'll let him do it. This is what I can't understand. Everything's there, black and white, what's going on, and nobody wants to address it. That's all I got to say for tonight.
Area code 215-4124. You got anything to say? Okay.
Hold on, I was doing something at the moment. Hold on. Yeah. Okay. Hold on, we're doing something. I'm sorry.
Okay, we could go to the next caller. 918-0762.
I just got done talking.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Back to 605-1440.
You said 4124?
Yep.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, this is like an old, this is bad, man. Like, you know, I hear Chupano, I hear the lady that just got off. You know what I mean? I'm like, whoever is worth, you know, unity is the key. I mean, like, you can keep on, you know, trying to divide and trying to get what you can get for yourself, but it ain't going to work. You know what I mean? As far as I'm concerned, the Father put us all here to be here together, to live and love together, right? And the way that you do your people is not cool. It's not cool the way that what's happening here in Philadelphia with these young folks that is riding around shooting 150 times, you know, shooting people in the head 20, 30 times, you know, and it's never nobody else. It's never a Korean. You know, once in a while it's a Korean or it's a white or somebody else, but all the rest of the time it's African Americans, people who live in a distressed community. You know, when they've been calling our communities desert zones. So a desert zone means there's no food there, and we've been in a desert zone for a long time. So like, I can see the similarities, but I've never been on a reservation. I don't know too much about reservations, but I see the similarities. I see the similarities through drugs. I do see the similarities through alcohol. I see the similarities through poor education. I see the similarities through just outright mental illness in your neighborhoods or your tribes or your tribal communities, whatever it is. And then the people at top don't want to deal with y'all or don't want to deal with the folks, like they don't want to deal with us here, so they just let us kill ourselves or just do this wild, this crazy stuff. So I'm imploring you, like I implore my folks here. We have to stick together. Like if you're not with it, then I don't care. I'm not there. I mean, but like if there's some people there that care, let's do this. I'm willing. It's a shame that an elder. The elder got to ask y'all to do anything for them. Y'all should automatically do that for them, because if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be where you at today. I'm done.
Well, lines are open. Talk whatever you want. It looks like Canupa stepped out, so it's only you three.
This is disgusting to hear this and know this. And if you are you as a tribe, you know, you've heard the same old shit over and over. Mm-hmm. Whether you live on a reservation or you don't, you're trying. But you see that they can sure give them goddamn donations to white schools, white programs, white fire departments. They can really give that money away to the white people, but they can't put none in their own people. They can't put it in their mouth to feed them. They can't put it in their propane tanks to heat them. They can't put it so they have stairs to go down on, ramps to roll down on. They're in wheelchairs. They can't even pave the roads so ambulances can get to them. They talk about infrastructure. They talk about infrastructure. Well, if you look around, you don't see them doing a guy. And how long has 1936 the IRA been around? And all the monies? You won't see a goddamn dime of it showing on these reservations.
I apologize, but my perception is they don't give a fuck. They want everybody to go away and die.
Well, guess what? They're going to go lay down and die, too, because guess what? When the white man fulfills his purpose with his fucking IRA, genocidal, contractual agreement with them, guess what? Guess where they're going to go? They're going to go straight down on the ground on their knees. Because when that white man's done doing what he's going to do to you, that's where he fucking kicks you. And tribal council people, you ain't no goddamn better than the rest of us. They'll kick you down there too. So start helping your people. Utilize that money and put it where it should be.
You know, I just wanted to share one thing. I'm gonna send this picture to Chaponka. I'm telling you, it's the worst picture I ever saw in my life. Right. So, I told you I have like a little bit Native blood in me, right, from my grandma and my granddad, right. So, it was this. They call it a fraz. So, in the opening of the fraz, it has a man, a white guy, carving. A tombstone for the buffalo, right? The next one, right, has the white man and like four or five of his people, right, you know, doing their little gay shit, whatever they was doing. And then they show you the whole history. And then they show the African behind them, behind Lincoln, and Lincoln looking away. So from the first from the first clip when they had the buffalo inside the tombstone to over here when they showed this. And this was in 2021 on a major building called the University of Penn Medical Center on 34th and City Civic Center Boulevard. They do not care. All of that is supposed to be Lenape land. They talk about it. I can show you people who work for Penn. They, oh, we love the Lenapes and all this. No, you don't. No, you don't. They don't have shit. I'm supposed to be a Patois and a Lenape for my grandmother. But they don't have nothing. They moved them all out. You should see the shit they did there. No different than what they do in the yard. So I'm trying to figure out, we've all going through the same shit. So why are we not together? I'm trying to figure that out. Why are we not together?
Two one five 415-4124. You have anything to say?
Yeah, I just came off of there saying something. I asked everybody, why are we not together? You can walk in. I said, why are we not together? You know, we all going through the same thing. We all going through it. You know what I mean? We all been through it. Like, I'm still trying to find my family. I'm supposed to be Native Indian. I don't know nothing about it. I just know a little bit about this and about that. That's it. But I want to know my people. I want to know what happened to y'all. I want to know why the fuck they took y'all, took us from Pennsylvania and took us down the Trail of Tears all the way to Oklahoma. Why? Why did you take us out west like that? Why did you do it? You know, because my family follows that way. My name is Bolling, B-O-L-L-I-N-G. And they say, now that I was telling Chupanga, I said, they say, like, the lady, I know her name, not Pocahontas. Don't get me wrong. But I don't know her name. So I have to call her like that. So that was supposed to be my relative, my direct relative. So I don't know. But what I'm trying to do is find out. Because I do know my grandmom is in Lenape. I do know that. She was born here in 1898 in West Philly. And she's a welcome. So I know that much. But I haven't been around no natives, no any of that. I haven't been around. I don't know. And she wasn't really around them like that because I don't know what was her circumstance. She's my grandmom. She's old then, you know what I mean? So I don't know. But like I'm trying to find out. And but I do understand one thing. We getting all bit by the same snake. Mm-hmm. Like how many times do we gonna see this motherfucker same snake come down here and keep biting us? Like we can move the fuck out the way. We don't have to let this motherfucker keep biting us. Put this motherfucker, dig a pit, let the nigga fall in there, and then we burn him up. What's wrong? What's wrong?
We do need to unite. But the thing is, the white people out here, that's what they're trying to do now. They're going out here through this white Christian nationalism. And they are. They're trying to get as many people. They're promoting violence. This is what I say. Get ready to fight back because these fuckers are coming after minority people. Here's my question I'm going to ask the white man. Who the fuck do you not want to fucking kill? Who the fuck do you not hate? Answer me that. Who the fuck do you not hate and who the fuck do you not want to kill?
They can't. They can't never answer that. Like they saying, I know a lot of y'all. I don't know. Well, I'm not even gonna get into it, but I don't know how many people on this line actually look at things that they doing on the internet, right? So one of the things that they keep on popping up is that America, so-called America with Turtle Island, has always been here, and it's the ancient of all civilizations. So this is supposed to be the ancient of all civilization. They're supposed to be finding all this stuff in the caves of the what's that big river down there? Colorado. I can't think of it now. It's the Grand Canyon. So now they're finding all this writing in the Grand Canyon. I have no idea. But you know, I mean, if that's the case, we have to get these people off our land. Like, you know, the father don't want them on here, obviously, because you see all this old weather and everything happening with the weather. Like, they don't belong here. But what I'm saying is, like, we have to stand up and say that with a full voice, everybody, not just one person. And I don't mind coming out to the reservation to help clean and help fix up. It shouldn't be no drugs on there. It should be everybody going to school. I'm going to definitely call some people tomorrow and see can we put a program down there in there that's going to help them learn. It's going to help the kids learn better and the people.
Let's put some gasoline on this fire. What happened 2 years ago, everybody? Everybody who's watching on Facebook too, who's watching this live. What happened 2 years ago? Who is the person who cried for his mother loud? Who's cried for
George
his mom
Floyd.
Loud?
George Floyd. Here's what I got.
You
want to
tell me after 2 years, everybody here is silent? After 2 years, even on who's watching on Facebook? After 2 years, it's still shit fucking, still fucking happening. It's still happening. Police brutality. Every fucking day, every fucking minute that's happening around Turtle Island. What's happening? Every goddamn day, we are having fucking shootings. Every fucking day, day in, day out on the streets of San Diego, being fucking orchestrated by the fucking cops. And nobody's talking about it. Look what's happening in fucking Chicago. Look what has happened in New York. Look what's happened down Miami. What's happened in Texas. Goddamn fucking day, they're fucking orchestrating this shit.
The white people are out there bitching that, oh, it's fine to shoot the black people. They're the criminals. The Mexicans are the criminals. But the only goddamn motherfuckers who seem to be fucking in the news lately committing all these goddamn crimes is
the
white
That's
motherfuckers.
That's why we have to open our fucking voices every fucking time that we come here on a Friday or Saturday, as everybody's saying.
Here's
if you can't remember something, remember George Floyd, what he did. He cried.
They don't
and
give a shit. They don't
up.
Give a shit. They're murderous motherfuckers because their own fucking hate is trying to tell them something. And they can't even pay attention to their own hate. You know what it is? They hate everything that exists in this country today. Your hate is trying to tell you something, white people. It's trying to tell you deep, deep, deep in your own goddamn soul. You don't belong here. You need to go home because you're not fucking happy here. And there's a reason you have that hate. Because even somewhere in your deep, racist, fucking fake Christian motherfucking asses, you aren't happy. And you're not happy because your fucking roots and your feet is in the wrong goddamn ground.
Come on, Facebook. The phone number is 515-605-9720. I know you guys are watching. I have this on Facebook Live. I have on Instagram Live. It's all live. Okay. Indigenous Voices of People is everybody. Everybody's suffering. Everybody's in pain. You can say whatever the fuck you want here. You don't have to be silent.
Keep calling this country out, these white people. You see it every day in this country. It's their goddamn asses that's making chaos in this country. And they're making it against people who've been sitting down just wanting to be left the fuck alone and live. There's been the white people that keep stirring up the goddamn chaotic shit.
605-2621, welcome back to the show. That's Canupa, 781-6814. Welcome to the show. You want to say something?
You know, people, listen to this, okay? Listen to my little brother Tyreek express his heart's gratitude of feelings of what he experienced in San Diego. And this is going to blow all of you guys' fucking mind, okay? You show me, people, where Grandmother Earth decided to pull a gun on all the women and children and start blowing them away. Oh, better yet, wait a minute. Wait the fuck minute. Well, show me where the great mystery pulled a gun, man, and start blowing away women and children and old people. Oh, shit, wait a minute. Since you archive everything, show me where the Alk Nation dropped a bomb on people of color. Oh, shit, hey, wait a minute. Wait. Show me where the Buffalo Nation invaded countries and forced their language upon people. Oh, shit, that doesn't end there. Show me, people. Show me where the prairie dog invaded a country and forced prairie dog's life upon them. Oh, wait a minute. Let's stop right there. Wait a minute. Show me where the skunks did it, forced all this stink upon you and forced you to smell like a skunk. You see, that's the problem with civilizing modern men and women. There's no love talked about today and tomorrow and forever. You lack that, people. That's why you become spiritually lazy. I'm sorry. We're telling on you. Man, you keep doing this to us, white man. The animal's never done a fucking thing to you, but you did it to him. The brother just talked about written things in caves, written stories, written pictographs. Those were there for one reason, to tell the truth about our own existence. And that's the indigenous people's way of doing things, by putting them on rock, hides. That's our way, not a book. White man, not a book, because your book lies. Every story that you write about, white man, it's your story. That's why it's called history. It's his story. Duh. And I'll tell you, people, start realizing what Chinupa's saying. The sacred pipe, my sacred pipe, that we put tobacco in and smoke, they never forced that upon any other person of color. The sacred pipe didn't say, here, white man, here, black man, here, yellow man. He didn't say that. It's always the white man. Brutality of him. The brutality of a white man. Mm-hmm. And you people are all following him. I said this on many radio shows. You're all marching to a bell or a whistle that rings like Pavlov's dogs. The kids are doing that today. The sickness of pandemics of corona, COVID-19, stopped them from going to school. But you're repeating history again. You're putting them back in. Homeschool your children. Education is not the key. That's not the solution. The solution is being free and left alone. Oh. That's it, right there. Simple solution. And we can teach our people how to live free again and independent. It's a struggle, but goddammit, we're doing it. There are people crying outside. There are children crying. They can't go outside and play. And what my little brother said, I was there when George Floyd had his hand bent behind his back. White man, you made him cry for his mother. You did, white man. Nobody else did that. You did, white man. Mama, he said. You sons of bitches, man. That's what you did to that man. And yet you people still can't blame that fucker, man. If this hurts your feelings, white man, now you know what it is to understand what pain is. We live in it. We crawl in it. We cry in it. It's every day. I'm going to turn it back to you guys again.
Yeah. There's a white man out there this very night who's out there in Pennsylvania crying like a bitch. You want to know who his name is? Donald J. fucking Trump.
That
he's over there in Pennsylvania crying like a little fucking bitch. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Everybody hates me. And these ignorant, low IQ fucking followers are out there listening to this son of a bitch feeling sorry for his raggedy ass, chicken shit, white fucking pasty ass. They better feel sorry for themselves. But no, they're over there hooting and hollering, listening to this son of a bitch cry, oh, poor lonesome me. But here he's encouraging people to go out here and kill people to defend him. What a motherfucker Trump is. But that's white people all the way around. They're always a motherfucking victim. And everybody else is the fucking enemy. Proof is, turn your fucking Facebooks on and listen to that white fucking motherfucker crying like a motherfucker tonight. Look at your own, man. Look at your own white man, former president, crying like a bitch. All I got to ask the government is, why don't you take a chunk out of that motherfucker's brain? You do it to the fucking goddamn AIM. You do it to the Black Panthers. You do it to the Brown Berets. You do it to any other goddamn, but you can't bring a goddamn gun up against one of your own. That's causing chaos, murder, racism in this country. You can't pull a fucking chunk out of his head, can you, government? Let's go on Facebook and watch that fucking rally and feel so fucking sorry for that white piece of shit. And then the tribal council's out here. You can't even cry for your own people. When they're crying for help, you make excuses. You're just like that white man. You're in grandmother's electricity's getting turned off. You got money that white man gave you for that purpose, to keep their electricity on, but you don't give it to them. Because everybody wants to feel sorry for the white man. Everybody wants to play like the white man.
Well, look at Africa.
Good goddamn God.
Look at Africa right now. Look at Africa. The minority now is the white people over there.
Yeah, and they're trying to cry. Look, I watched them when they were getting their asses kicked out over there. Oh, what are we going to do? Where are we going to get the fuck out? Start the fuck over like you made everybody else have to start the fuck over.
I love this, man, because I got so much shit in my head right now that I know we could just fucking do. Like,
say it. You got a lot of shit in your head. Say it. We want
to
hear it. We want
to
hear your pain.
I want to fucking understand why, you know, because they my elders too. Why they on the reservation with nothing to eat? Y'all explain that shit to me where y'all got land that y'all can grow food and make sure that they got something to eat. Don't give me no bullshit. Tell me the truth. Why are y'all not fucking working? Why are y'all not working?
I'll tell you why it's not working, okay? Because our people are driven off their land. They're pushing them into the cities, okay?
Uh-huh.
The treaties, okay, are supposed to, as long as the grass grows and the rivers flow, this land will be ours, okay? So they use these educated fucking people, all right? You want to get mad? I'll show you how to get mad. I want you to figure this out. Don't ask me to repeat it again, but I want you to figure it out. Since you're asking these questions, you're living in a fucking reservation.
Ooh,
America
yeah.
is one big fucking Indian reservation that's mixed. The problem is, America don't want to leave people alone.
Uh-oh.
We are struggling just to remain here. Our language is on the verge of extinction. A black brother came back from some other country, and he lives in Chicago somewhere. We had him on the radio show, okay? And this black fucker man turned around and said the Lakota language was gone. That lying fucker... A black man said that,
okay? But here we are tonight defending black people because we live in this shit. Now, I'm going to say this. As black people, why aren't you guys struggling to get back your fucking language? Why aren't you doing that in America?
Yeah,
why aren't
crazy.
You trying to find a white man to educate you about what it means to be black? I'm not saying that to insult you, belittle you. No. I'm not trying to berate you. I'm trying to give you an understanding. That's the name of America. America identifies itself as a mixed race of people. And that's what it does. Okay? So here you are in 2022, not even using your African language. From when you your people first came over here, they had a language. They had a name. You had a name. But you're bearing a white man's name named Gerald. I'm not sounding man offensive to you. I'm not trying to belittle you.
I understand.
I met many brothers. I met many brothers and sisters in my time that knew and that stand on the integrity of who their mortal enemy was. And once they understood it, guess what? They went home. My late brother, Matufo, went home. He went back to Africa. His people accepted him. And he died over there after going home. He had no business being in this country of Turtle Island, which the white people call America. And he died at home. And many others in the black community, Stokely Carmichael, Malcolm X, David Rice, Ed Poindexter. All of these brothers and sisters that had a virtue of understanding what America was doing. Nobody has ever asked the indigenous people if it's okay to come into their country. You didn't ask me. I didn't ask you to come over here. They brought you here. They did. The white race, your anger, your pain, all of that building on you, you can't blame him. You're using his language to talk. I don't want to hear no, man, language of English anymore. I don't want to hear that because it's a lying language. That's all it does is lie, lie, lie. And that's what they're good at. Give you a good example. The Bible. B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving Earth, okay? So the mindset of that fucking Bible is to cultivate your mind from understanding what's free. All written material. You told me that you on the radio show you were investigating a cave or looking at a cave in Denver. You're probably finding it online. Go over there and see it for yourself. And describe what it means to you on picture graph. You had visions of spiritual things happening in your home. I asked you, in the kindness of my heart, to back up and pay attention. They're giving you a gift, and now you're taunting that gift. You want to see the reservation? You're living in one. It's called America. America is one big fucking Indian reservation that's mixed.
Right.
They have no roots. They're not from here.
Okay.
I can't go to Africa and live over there. That's not my home.
Right.
This is my home. Turtle Island's my home. I belong here. This is why I talk this way. I went to Africa. I went to Kenya, South Africa, and I went to Zimbabwe. And I seen them brothers and sisters, how they live. It was a beautiful thing. I loved it. I got to eat their food with them. And I came home, and I told them, I told my people, I don't know why in the fuck you guys are bitching, man, not putting the blame on where it came from. I've been to countries, man, where they have to boil water just to drink it. There is nothing over there. I seen it. I lived it.
Mm-hmm.
For 32 days, I was in Kenya. And within them 32 days, I went to South Africa. And then I went to Zimbabwe. That's what Chinupa did. And I respected my black people over here in Turtle Island. Why did I respect them? Because they're in a place that they never asked if it was okay to come here. They didn't. The white man took that from you and your people. I've told many black folks this. There's a story out there called Crossing the Bakchito. It's a Choctaw story. Choctaw is Lakota language said backwards, okay? So the indigenous people took this little African boy to free them. Not Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln did not free the black race. The indigenous people did. We did it. And we're still trying to get people to free themselves. When you mastermind yourselves in a philosophical standard that belongs to white people, all right, you too will kill the black man, but you save that man. You'll kill it. Like I said earlier in this conversation, in this radio interview, how come the black race ain't asking the white man, why did you bring us here? Why did you strip us from our language? What the fuck is wrong with you, white man? Why do you do this to us? We're not from here. We're from over there. That's what they do. All of these people that have these ships, when they came here, I go back to 1375. I always go back to this. My grandpa taught me that. My grandpa was a little boy when 1375 was told to him. 1375, the real nomadic Vikings got here. And when they saw that this continent was already occupied with indigenous people, they left their gifts and they left and they never returned. What does that tell you? When the Pinta, the Mina, and the Santa Maria and that fucking Mayflower got here, they brought all that rune here. They brought it. And now look at it. Okay, let me ask this. I'll even ask the black race. Black race, how do they repeat history? Okay? How do they do that? It's simple. The way they repeat history is make you follow them, which you're doing today. You're putting on music scenes. Look at your women disgracing themselves in the eyes of the public. Look at them. Is that being black? No, that's not black. That's the ideology and the wherewithal of white people. And they do this to every other color of man. But what's happening, not least to express it more on an independent view of freedom, how does the white man apologize to black man? How does he do that? He can never apologize to black man. He don't know how. How does he give your language back? How does he give you your name back, man? You too were a people of freedom. And so many that had the experience, like Malcolm X was a good example. Many others were good examples of who their mortal enemy was. They knew that the only way the black people can ever survive in America, they had to go home on their own. And Motufo was one of them. If I was brought over and I was forced to go to India, I'd be fucking struggling trying to get home. I don't want to be there. But after so many years of torture, pilgrimage, hatred and rape, murder, You learn to adapt the foundation of it, and then you're becoming like the enemy. Then you turn around and do it to your own, which is happening right now. I hope my mom, my adopted mother, Emma Williams, is listening, and so is my brother, Decker Booter. I hope they're both listening. When I travel out to D.C. or the United Nations, I always stop in Chicago to get a night's rest from my adopted mother, Emma, and my brother, Decker Booter. Black folk, real black folk that understand what the hell this country has not only did to them, but continuing to do to the indigenous people. That's what I do. And there are many other black folk that are out there that will give me a place to rest his head. And I'm talking about Jibril Salam. I'm talking about Cleo Ross. These are brothers that I've met in my struggle that came to Pine Ridge, and we're still in the struggle together. And the list can go on and on. That's the real deferment of helping people the same way I would help them. That's what you call intuition brotherhood. And that makes a long story short. Back to you all.
All right, people. We got 42 minutes left. Go ahead. Who's going to step up to the plate? Again.
I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep saying this. To all of our tribes out there, do you like being that little overseer on the horse who's whipping your own people? You're hating on your own people? You're depriving your own people? Do you like being below that white man and being that way? Because he's given you a little power. He's gave you a playbook to go by, how to rob and steal from your own people, take out of their mouth. Do you enjoy that? Because all these stories we hear, it sounds like you are. It seems all tribal council, IRAs, are nothing but the little master's overseer. And you learn to hate them because you get that pat on the head. You get your pockets padded. You'll turn around and you'll give money to the white communities around you. But you got grandmas, like I said before earlier. They need that money that you got from that government for energy assistance. But you can't do that. Like Malcolm X says, who taught you to hate yourself? And when you hate yourself, you hate your people. And that's exactly what you people are doing. You're hating on your own people through your actions of not doing for them when you have something to do for them with. Change your ways. Prove to your people you do not hate yourself and you do not hate them, and you will refuse to be that little overseer of that plantation that white man puts you on. Like I hear Chinook saying, they're always out there talking everything, getting in front of cameras and microphones. Well, then start acting like it. Start doing it.
Anyone else?
Yeah, you know, people, I'm going to step up to this part. You know, don't wait till the last minute, people, and try to cut into the time to be heard. You have all this chance to speak, and you don't want to step up. Well, I'm going to say this, man. Look, when the Earth Mother was crying out to be heard, and this is why our sister, the tree, has her arms spread to the heavens, okay? When you see a tree and their branches are faced to the heavens, this is our sister crying out to the great mystery. Help us. We're alone. And so what did the great mystery do? He brought all the animals that you can think of. And some were hunted beyond extinction, according to the white race. Because that's what he does. He loves to murder and kill everything and laugh about it. That's the white man for you. So our people are starting to adapt that culture. But lo and behold, when the sister, the tree, cried out for that help, the great mystery did not exclude her. And so to this day, the animals still seek refuge under our sister, the tree. The problem with civilized and modern people that adapted to that, all of you are fucking in jail and you don't even know it. You're all in jail. Even Chinupa's in jail. And you don't even know it, people. You don't even know it. And I'll tell you how. You got a phone, they monitor it. You got a house or apartment building or a motel room, wherever you have to rest your head, that's a jail. You have to open it with a key. You have to open it with a car to get in and get out. That's a jail. You're all living in jail, but yet, man, you're not crying out for the need of freedom. You don't want to say anything. That white man beats you down over and over and over again. My little brother stuck his neck out to give us a radio show called The Indigenous Voices of People. It came from his pocket. Brothers Jibril and Amin and them couldn't handle this. Maybe they were threatened by the FBI and Homeland Security or the United States Marshal, because that's what white people do. They want to silence your voice. Think about all these penitentiaries that are out there. They're all locked down with people of color. People of color. So imagine our people to get with the program. Why can't the indigenous people create a penitentiary that houses nothing but white people? How about the black race in my country of Turtle Island? Why don't they create a penitentiary and house nothing but white people? You see what I'm getting at? If they want us to adapt their kind of way of living, then let's incarcerate them. Let's make a zoo and put white people in there and make money off of. Think, if that's the solution, then goddammit, it's a good solution. But we aren't people like that. We're a people of freedom. We're a people of love. We're a people of caring. We're a people of crying. We're a people of sharing. We're a people of freedom. We're a people of honor. We're a people that know how to live independent. That's the reality, people, whether you like it or not. So when you go home tonight, when you go back to your house or your apartment building or your motel room, because that's Chinupa saying it, I live it like that. I ain't bullshitting you. I'm telling you guys the truth. I had two dogs living with me. One passed away, so I have my chalks. I live that way, man. That's inhuman. But my God is my four-legged brothers. That's the God. That's the spiritual leader. D-O-G, dog, reverse it. Take the G and put it in front of the O-D. You got God. Dog. That's the problem with the two-legged. We have become so fucking civilized, sterilized, colonized. We don't understand the natures of freedom. We don't have a language for the birds. We don't have a language for the bugs. We don't have a language for the animals. And the Lakota's language is on the verge of extinction because of now the drugs. Every fucking reservation, I don't give a shit if it's Pine Ridge, Rosebud, Standing Rock, Cheyenne River, Crow Creek, Loughborough, they're all on the verge of extinction because of colonial practice, colonial power. That's the failure, people. All you have to do is take a look at the other races of people and see how they're struggling to remain here. Take a look. Good look, indigenous people. Look in your backyard, goddammit. It's dirty, too. And you, too, got a fence in your yard. In that yard, there's a fence. I know what you're all doing. You're incarcerating your four-legged. You're God.
I ate the chip. I ate the chip.
That's what's happening here today. God damn you people, man. You got to open up your eyes and see the house is burning. Let me ask this question. When they gave 40 acres and a mule to the black people, did the white man fulfill it? When they promised us all this stuff written in the treaties, as long as the grass grew and the rivers flow, this land will always be yours. Did they fulfill it? When they gave you a right to vote and speak, the minute they gave you that shit, they were finding ways to take it back. And guess what? They did take it back.
Mm-hmm.
They're still casting a goddamn ballot for a white man.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll never cast a ballot for Grandmother Earth, Grandmother the Earth or the Great Mystery. That's right there in front of you. You'll never cast a ballot for them too, let alone our four-legged brothers and sisters. That's how they devour people. Take a look at the Egyptians, the Romans, the Greeks, the Mesopotamians, the Persians, Mediterraneans. Now, take a look at the Americans' failure. They've all repeated history. They're all finally dying. That's what the great mystery will do when you piss him off.
Yeah.
And yet you're still spiritually lazy. I've been to them countries that showed some purity because people are still living in a struggle off of their land they're from. Been there, done that, still living it today. And here in my country, Turtle Island, we're forbidden. We indigenous people are forbidden. The white man's going to ask you tribal governments one day, give me all the paper money I gave you fuckers. I gave it to you. Because that's where this world's leading us. And you don't see it. You don't say nothing. Every fucking reservation have business councils and tribal councils. And every one of them are the same. Because they keep bringing white people in. White people in. White people in. And they're the ones that are feeding you nothing but his cattle. Where's the buffalo? Where's the indigenous people?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Where are they? Fuck, you give them drugs. You give them everything. You shut them up. They're hiding in their rough box, getting ready to die off. That's what's happening. Open up your eyes, people, and see, man, the house is burning, man. That's the problem with we two-legged people. It's that white man. Go up to a white man and ask him. Ask him where he originally is from. That fucker will lie to you. He can only trace his roots as far as the county and state line. That's it. Why do you think this country is full of hate? They brought it here. We didn't incarcerate them. We didn't put a name tag on them. We sure in the hell didn't tattoo a number on them. But every one of you are branded with that. Don't forget, a country singer who died many years ago written a song about that. His name was Merle Haggard.
Mm-hmm.
He sang this song, and you people listened to it in your time. I know I did, because my Aunt Lima drank beer and listened to that song because it reminded her of me when I was in prison. That song went, "I'd like to hold my head up and be proud of who I am, but they won't let my secrets go untold. I paid the debt that I owed them, but they were still not satisfied. But now I'm a branded man, left out in the cold." That song meant something there. That country singer did that for people that were incarcerated to get the voice out. Merle Haggard written that song. And those words meant exactly what the fucking government was doing to people. And even in death, they still branded his name. What does that tell you? That's everything they record upon you, two-legged. And it's sad but true that you continue to allow them to do that. Take a look at these innocent babies. I got grandkids. And I got other grandkids. I got children that are making me a grandfather. I cannot be a grandpa because I'm still sticking my neck out for you to have a voice, to have your human rights protected. It's that white man. Every year, a new politician is going to come by and coat you with any color he can paint you with. And you're going to go for it. That's why I don't vote. I don't do any of that. It's not my way. That's his way. So as long as your heart and brain are cultivated with the lifestyle of a European thinking of a white man, you're mm-hmm. all dead and you don't even know it.
Yep.
I always ask that white man, why can't you leave me alone, man? Fuck, what am I doing to you? I don't go to your house. I don't go bother you and your fucking wife and kids. Why are you bothering me? Why are you killing mine? What the fuck is wrong with you, white man? That's what he does. That's the devil. God damn, people. Now I close. It frustrates me constantly that you, the people that I love and care for, invite you to these shows. You can't blame that white man. Well, I'm sorry. If you can't blame him when he decides to pull the switch on you, don't call me. Call yourself. Learn how to understand what freedom and independence is. Because once you can believe that, then you will know that Chinupa was right. It's about being free and left alone. We're trying to survive in our own country, let alone keep our language and custom. It's sad but true. And because of all this, we got 26 minutes left. So I'm going to turn it up to all of you to say your last minute remarks, and we're going to see you all again next week on the Indigenous Voices of People show. It's your show. I can't do this by myself. I need your help to express your pain, your sorrow, your emotions, the hatred that was inflicted upon you. I don't know Jesus, and I sure in the hell don't know God. But to define them, I live with one. And that's my four-legged. I know what reverse psychology is, because that's what the white man been doing to all of you in the name of his good book. And it's not a good book. Shakespeare told us it was a lie. But yet you guys can't even find Shakespeare's name in the Bible. Chinupa can. So any last-minute comments? Any last-minute? It's your show before we close. Back to you all.
810-810-2143.
Welcome to the show. Good night, everybody. Good night.
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay. So I don't know why. I was going to book and it just popped up. And I was like, oh, gosh, what's going on? And I was listening for a little bit, and then I thought, I was listening to our elder here speaking, and he kind of kept me here. So I was like, with this month, as a Native American myself, in Cherokee, all I want to say is with it being Native American Heritage Month is to all my people is that, you know, we're going through a rough time in this world right now, and our ancestors told us these things would happen, you know, and I feel that because we come from peace and love and respect, and we, you know, are on a level that we know to teach, and we have an opportunity to not only teach our people but the masses right now, with as bad as this world is right now, especially this country, our land, Turtle Island. And we have a great opportunity to be able to show our ways and take a little bit back that has been taken from us, and show people from any race here. I mean, we can't change. We mean it can't, you know, we cannot send any and every race back to where it came from. Yes, that's not going to happen. But what we can do is educate and try to make a difference in our ways and show the people, you know, things can be more peaceful. Because they were coming to some dangerous times. I mean, it's showing with the epidemic going on, things like this. I mean, if something was to happen and our lands were in danger and we needed to really survive, you can't, our Native tribes wouldn't be the last ones to be able to survive. I mean, we have, from the day these lands were invaded, have survived. And I just feel in these times, you know, as we let people know how the Native American is and how loving and respectful in our ways. We need to really educate outside, you know. That's how I feel. And
I appreciate your comment, young lady, but what is your name?
Ms. Dominga.
Say that again.
Dominga.
Okay, so you're Cherokee.
Yes.
Okay, so as a Cherokee lady, I'm only calling you that because you all know white man language.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to come back on the show next week, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
this is Chinupa Gluha money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The show is about expressing the heartfelt pain and suffering we indigenous people are going through. And then one thing I'm going to say to you, and I don't want you to get offended, and if you do, I will call you personally.
Okay.
And tell you why, okay?
Okay.
Because when we were people of freedom and independence, we had all of the stuff before the white man got here.
Exactly.
This white man can't give it back to us. A lot of my tribes, what state are you calling from?
I'm in Michigan right now. But my tribe is
okay.
in Oklahoma.
So you're up there in Michigan, but you're not down in Carolina or North Carolina, wherever all the Cherokee people came from, okay?
Oklahoma.
Some of them are down
Oklahoma.
In Oklahoma. So now this is the fact of what I'm saying. We can never have peace. We can never educate a fucking white man. We've
mm-hmm.
tried it. He didn't want it, okay? So what we need to do is put the blame on him, which none of you want to do. This is why this show was created. It's called the Indigenous Voices of People. It's your voice. If you can't blame that white man, then our people are going to turn around and blame you because you're just like him.
Well, as far
there's
as
no
blaming,
well, man. There's
I'm
no
sure
well.
There's
that's
no,
like
there's...
I said. I want you to come
right.
back on next week. I want you
right.
to. Please. Okay?
Oh,
I'm begging
I will,
you, please.
Sure.
Come back on
and
so that way these
work.
Understandings can be told the way it's supposed to. You can hear the
right.
pain and suffering of people. This is what it's about. A lot of the tribes are afraid. They're scared
yes,
because
they
of this bully pulpit the white man has inflicted
you
upon
are right.
us. Well, unfortunately,
you are right because, you know, that's what
is
I
one
was
of these guys
say.
That ain't going to do that. Fuck the white
yes,
man.
That's what,
fuck him.
That's what
his way
that's
of
what
life, what we're
say.
Using, you and I are using his way of life, okay? We're using his
well,
way of life. It's his language. But I want to hear more people welcome themselves.
I wish
in
I could
closing.
Come on here and
come
talk
on.
To you in Cherokee,
yourself,
but
people.
I wasn't raised with that.
Please,
and
please,
I think that should
please
be
come
a
back
thing.
On next week's show. I want you to come back on. That's all I'm saying.
I sure
any
will.
Other last-minute
sure
comments
will.
Before we close? Thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Yep.
I got one last
just
comment.
To say.
The reason they look at us the way they do, why they hate us, is because they want their fear to go away. We are their fear. Because they know their truth. That's why they look at us the way they do. That's why they start the crap they do. We are their fear. And they don't want to feel their fear. They want to feel comfortable doing what they did. And every time they see an Indian around, they see a black person around, they fear them. They want to feel comfortable and relaxed over here after what they're freaking ancestors did, what they're still doing today. When they look at us, they're looking at their own fear. And they
okay,
want
so
that
let me interrupt you, Rachel. I want you guys to start putting some last-minute comments because we only got 17 minutes left. Come on, people. Last-minute comments. We want you to come back on next week's show. Next week's show. Come on.
Well, I think after so many years of this country turning around and it's always black and white. It's always black and white. And I think that us Native Americans need to start standing up and say, look, you know, we're not coming in all aggressive, but we're coming in strong and serious. And start teaching our ways because this is our land. This is Snow Island. And, you know, start teaching our language to our people so that they know, because we had them taken away. So we need to teach the younger the languages and stuff before our elders go away now that we have the chance, and go from there. We don't have to start off all aggressive, but if we have to be aggressive, then we will. But we are peaceful people, so let's start there and then move on. But it starts with one to make many, and we have many tribes, and the fact is everybody in this country is in checkmate when it comes to this is Turtle Island.
And thank you.
And
I appreciate that. And next week we want you to come back on, and for her comments and remarks, anyone else, come on, closing remarks, people.
How, Chinupa, this is Lanny. Horse with horns out here in Boston. And, you know, listening to everybody talk, I was trying to get on, but my little guy here, he's putting him to sleep. But where this change has to happen is we have to change the whole education system that we have now. We allow the Bureau of Indian Affairs to teach our kids. We're allowing big government to teach our kids.
Okay, Lanny, I want you to bring that subject back on the show next week, mm-hmm. okay, because we got a small time, and I apologize for people not looking at your phone. Tyreek, you need to look at Lanny's phone number.
I called it in.
Yeah, I was with
so
my
you
little
you
guy.
Mentioned that his son was going through a change in himself, so I get that.
Okay.
But we want you
okay.
to come back
I
on.
I
want to
make
week.
An announcement for everybody. I want to make an announcement for everyone. If we want to extend this Indigenous Voices of People to Sunday, We could do it.
Let's do it then. Let's do it. Come on, people.
Okay.
Can you guys agree with that? Can you all agree with that tomorrow? Come on.
Yes, sure.
Okay. All right, Lanny.
So it is.
Lanny, you agree? Lanny, do you agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's do it.
So it's decided.
Help us, little brother. Help us. We need your help. Thank you.
Okay, Indigenous Voices of People is going to be aired tomorrow, same time on Sunday, 2 hours.
Oh,
so,
thank you, little brother.
And the thing is, I want to make another announcement. If anybody wants to talk from Monday through Friday, send me a text message either on Facebook or on the phone number 619-657-7073. Send me a message saying that you have something important. We will come on any day of the week. You got that?
Yes, I do. I got it.
And we're going to still call it Indigenous Voices of People anytime during the week, too.
Yes, that's what we're talking about. All right, people. Are we all agreed to that, too?
Yep, I agree. I'll even try to,
all right, Lanny?
If I can get a few speakers or something to come in.
Yeah,
Lanny, you agreed to that, too? Lanny's one of my strong heart guys. Lanny, you agree to that, too?
He's not here.
Okay. Well, I'll call him. Tell him. Any other people that have a last-minute comment as we get ready to shut the show down with the song?
Just that, you know, every day to me is Native American Day because I'm Native American. But this month right here, we Natives really need to stand up. This is our greatest opportunity to teach the world that we are a good people and what these lands really are about. And if you don't do that, then you're missing out on your own future. We've got to come together. I don't call myself an Indian. I'm not from India. I call myself a Native American, and so are you. And if you're out there and things are bothering you, it's time to come up because this country is getting worse. Our lands are getting worse. So it's our responsibility. If we're going to sit here and say we're a First Nation people, we're Indigenous, then it's our responsibility to stand up and fix what's wrong with what's going on here before it gets too bad and dangerously bad. That's my last comment.
Okay.
And thank you. We'll see you, man, tomorrow. Wow, man. Anyone else? Come on. Last minute comment.
All right. Say a prayer. Close the show.
Well, I'm going to close this with all of you that are tuned in, okay? This is what I'm going to give you. My song is this, okay? And here's how I close. Wakantanka, oh yeah, wa-oh, way-lo, hey. Wakantanka, oh yeah, wa-oh, way-lo, hey. We chokaki lay, oh ya teki, hey, ho ye wa u weyo, hey, ho. Wa kantanka, ho ye wa u weyo, hey, wa kantanka, ho ye wa u weyo, hey, we chokaki lay. Oh ya te ki hey ho ye wa u wei lo hey oi wa kan kan ka ho ye wa u wei lo hey wa kan kan ka ho ye wa u wei lo hey wa kan kan ka ho ye wa u wei lo hey We chokaki lay, oh ya teki hey, ho ye wa u weilo, hey, ho. Wa kantanka, ho ye wa u weilo, hey, Wakanka ho ye wa uwelo. We cho haki lay. Oh ya teki hey. Oh ye wa uwelo. Hey ho. Wakanka ho ye wa uwelo. Hey. Wakanka ho ye wa uwelo. Hey. Wakanka ho ye wa uwelo. Hey. We cho haki lay. Oh ya teki hey. Ho ye wa uwelo. Hey.
That song is in honor of all of you and all the ones that passed because of their uncommonly situation in life. And we love all of you tonight, and thank you for participating on the Indigenous Voices People of Show from here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Have a good night, and we'll see you all tomorrow evening on the Indigenous Voices of People Show. Thank you, and thank you again, little brother, for upgrading our day. Hokahe!
Anytime. And thank you, everybody, for watching the show today. Come tomorrow.